On this vote, the yeas are 100, the nays are 0. The resolution is agreed to.
Chief Justice William Rehnquist announcing the unanimous approval by the 100 members of the Senate on ground rules for the trial of President Clinton. The Chief Justice presided over a brief formal session late this afternoon that followed hours of closed-door negotiations. The first caucus began at 9:30 this morning in the ornate old Senate chamber. Around 4 o'clock this afternoon, a group of Republican senators outlined the format for the coming trial. Here is Senator Phil Graham of Texas.
We will move forward by asking the two contending parties, those who represent the president and the House of Representatives, the accuser representing the American people, to present their case. They will each have 24 hours to present their arguments based on the record that was built in the House of Representatives.
Republican Senator Phil Graham of Texas. Those opening statements are scheduled for Thursday. Senators, now the jurors in the president's trial, will have 16 hours to put questions to each side. Today's bipartisan agreement did not include any resolution of the most contentious issue dividing Republicans and Democrats, namely whether to call witnesses.